Thank you, ma'am. Item number four has got my name on it. In a brief history, I met with a real estate agent at 535 South Fort Fisher Boulevard, and they had requested the construction of a swimming pool there. And when I pulled their, or they brought their deed, it had a 10-foot easement in the back, and the owner wanted to know what she could do about it. I said, A, I will have to excuse myself from any other discussion. B, the only way I knew to do away with an easement, Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, is to come to council, and that would be their decision. And Andy, I'm going to look at you for your learning.
What is this easement that we're talking about?
It's a 10-foot wide easement for water.
It's,
it should be in here.
I'm looking on, I'm trying to find a map that,
Yeah, it's just weird.
It's, here it is.
Well, my property is 525, so that's not very far from there.
Yeah, and it's down there in my.
South Fort Fisher, I know exactly where it's at.
What I understand, it was when they were going to build houses in front, so you can't do it.
It's a.
Was an easement to have sewer and water come through.
Yeah, Lawrence Curry put that in there.
Yeah.
It runs in 2.5 blocks. And that easement belongs to the town. It's 10 feet wide. Runs down between the lots on the waterfront. And
can we put a walkway down there?
You can do anything you want with it. I think it's just for water.
It was one of those things that when I saw the deed burial, I went, what is this? And then when they did research, that was.
See that? Runs down the center of these blocks.
Yeah.
And south end of the town.
And these are the ones that got washed in the ocean.
Yeah, well, as you go over the front.
Right.
What would your suggestion be, Andy, to keep it? Case, just in case we're needed.
Well, I have always maintained that unless you absolutely have to, town should never get rid of any property it has. Because the day may come you may need it.
And I told the people when I met with them that they could still build a pool, but they wanted to extend it out. And I said, well, I had nothing to do with that. So. I am now backing away from this, and y'all decide what you want to do. Mayor Pro Tem, you're in charge.
What? Why didn't you listen?
Well, you can't hear when we do listen.
You need a new battery? Why are you back in my spot?
I don't recall to him. This was, I don't want to be involved in it because I.
Andy, what was your recommendation? To keep the property, right? I mean, not to do
it. Yeah, keep the property.
To keep the property.
No, you don't need a motion. It's just a request has been made. I mean, y'all can, if you decide you want to do something with it, you can discuss it. If you don't want to do anything with it, you don't have to discuss it. But you should tell the people something.
What is the request? Are they asking for us to release the easement?
Yes.
No.
Because if you release one, you're going to have to do the whole thing.
That's right.
Start a snowball with that.
Yeah, it's going to have to be the entire.
And there goes our walk.
2.5 blocks, yeah.
So, do I have a motion to send a letter to the homeowners to tell them to stay with one of these people?
Yes.
Yes. Have a second, I think, by Fisher and Elder.
Second.
All right, Nancy, if you'll take care of that. Thank you, ma'am. Item number five, we can do now or we can adjourn. Oh, there's Arlen. Chuck?
Arlen's blog. We got
there
it.
You go. Arlen, before I
says
go to this,
removal of coconut.
Can you give me an estimate on the transfer of the CPA license? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I mean,